Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be partly cloudy with gusty winds, a high maybe 11 degrees, wind chill readings well below zero. Right now in Kenosha, it's 9 above, plus 4 in Burlington, Milwaukee 8, and it's 9 degrees in Racine. The Illinois man accused of hitting a Racine County Sheriff's deputy who was trying to take him into custody on outstanding warrants was in court yesterday. 36-year-old Douglas Welly from Mundelein, also accused of leading deputies on a chase that ended when he was bitten by a canine in a field in Union Grove. He was wanted for outstanding warrants listed as possibly being armed and dangerous. Welly charged that is with battery to a law enforcement officer and attempting to flee, plus a number of misdemeanor counts. A preliminary hearing on all those charges coming up later this month in Racine County Circuit Court. In Kenosha, charges including attempted first-degree intentional homicide have been filed against a local man accused of abducting the mother of his children last week. Jeremy Shorter was arrested in Arkansas after he fled from Kenosha with the woman who was later found in Oshkosh. The couple's children, left alone in their Birch Road apartment, had sought help from neighbors last Friday morning. It's not known when Shorter might be returned to Wisconsin to face the allegations. The Racine Police Department getting another business donation to help in the fight against crime. At the Finance and Personnel Committee meeting last night, Chief Art Howell said it's worth close to $100,000, but he doesn't want those who break the law to know exactly what it is.
This is for a piece of surveillance equipment, and so we really don't want to telegraph exactly what we're doing, because that wouldn't be good for our interest from an investigative perspective. But what I can tell you is that this is a no-cost item to the city. And once it's gone through its useful life cycle, then we don't get another one unless we get it donated or go through the budget process. So there's no fiscal impact to the city.
Chief Howell acknowledging the surveillance equipment donation from Quality Carriers is bigger than a bread box. The committee unanimously recommended acceptance to the full council, especially with no city dollars involved with that. A charge of attempted armed robbery filed against a man from Racine accused of trying to hold up a store last Saturday. Police called to the Lincoln Supermarket on State Street. The owner pressed the panic button after being ordered to hand over $300 by a man who held his hand at the front of his waistband, acting as if he had a weapon. Well, the owner refused to hand over any cash, and the man then left the store. Based on surveillance video of the incident, police arrested 20-year-old Joshua James. A preliminary hearing on the charge coming up later this month. Kenosha police investigating the death of a woman whose body was found in the vicinity of 45th Street and 19th Avenue late yesterday morning. Lieutenant Brad Hetlett said the death of the woman in her 60s does not appear to be suspicious, but the investigation is continuing. If you are driving this morning, please do so with caution. A number of accidents have taken place, especially on the interstate, including a jackknife semi in Kenosha County, two lanes block south of Highway 50 and northbound on the interstate. It was a 53-foot trailer with about 45,000 pounds worth of items. The vehicle hit the median, causing some damage there. That scene was all messed up for a number of hours early this morning. Several other accidents taking place on the interstate as well. Drive carefully this morning. Slow down. Watch the side streets. That light snow we had from last night probably covering up some ice from the last storm. A formal written policy covering transgender students is being put up for review over the next month prior to the Racine Unified School Board voting on it in February. During a work session, Superintendent Lolly Haas says this is the written policy that goes with what is now in place, using Shorewood as a model to cover such things as students in bathroom or locker room use.
A student can ask to use a restroom, a private restroom, if they're not comfortable in their biological gender bathroom. For athletic locker room kinds of things, they can have a separate space if they're not comfortable changing in a space with same biological gender students. They can use the coach's office or a curtained area, something like that.
Dr. Haas said that how a student is to be addressed is also a part of this proposal. The policy to be available on the Racine Unified website for the next 30 days and on the board's February agenda. And the Racine Unified School District will be issuing its response today to claims by the Racine Education Association that four candidates filed nominating paperwork to run for the school board, which is defective and does not meet election laws. The four candidates among 20 who filed to run for the newly established numbered districts on the board Our incumbents Pamela Handrow and John Coates, along with challengers Bryn Bemick and Ernest Nye, the teachers union raising questions about signatures and forms being filled out properly. Unified initially indicated a response to the challenge would be issued by the end of the business day yesterday. State Elections Board apparently granted some extra time. The Mount Pleasant Village Board, after a closed session last night, voted to approve a preliminary resolution that begins the assessment process for the proposed water and sewer extension on Highway V, a project designed to extend service to a proposed commercial development in Caledonia. It's raised an outcry from folks in Mount Pleasant along the roadway who say the assessment for a project they don't want is going to cause them undue financial hardship. Attorney Tim Pruitt explaining the action taken by the board last night, just the beginning of the process regarding assessments.
It'll look at the cost. It'll look at possible ways that the assessment can be, put together, the methodology, et cetera. When the engineer feels that the engineer's report is final, or not final, but in such a form that it can go to a public hearing, he will submit that to the village clerk. And then the village clerk will then publish a notice of a public hearing.
The board approved the resolution on a 6-1 vote, Chairman Jerry Garski casting the only no vote to it. It's unknown just how long it may take to draft the engineering report. No dates were discussed at the meeting. Prior to the vote being taken, about a half a dozen people, most of them Highway V residents, reiterating they do not feel their concerns are being addressed by the village. One said they've hired an attorney and have threatened to file a lawsuit. Racine Mayor John Dicker is going to be holding office hours from 3:30 to 4:30 this afternoon at Wilson's Coffee and Tea on Washington Avenue in West Racine, an attempt to bring the office to constituents. Mayor says he wants to get out on a regular basis and talk with and listen to people, adding that any citizens should be able to talk with their government officials. The mayor says real conversation about issues allows everybody to get something out of the opportunity. The city's website and WRJN will provide dates on any future meetings. Several teachers from Gilmore Middle School applauded the Racine Unified School Board after unanimous approval was given last night on the purchase of 720 Chromebooks and related equipment for each student there, a pilot program that could lead to similar efforts at other district facilities. Unified's technology guru Tim Pelt said that they negotiated everything for less than $200,000.
Roughly about $209 a piece for the Chromebooks. Just to give you a comparison, Dell directly, even though they're Dell Chromebooks, quoted us $268 apiece. So going through one of their resellers and getting aggressive on the pricing, we were able to get a really good negotiated cost for these Chromebooks.
Since the devices are a little bit better than what the public invited many retail outlets, he added to board members that the Gilmore experiment will be monitored to help look at expansion efforts. Governor Walker unveiling five bills designed to help make higher education a little more affordable for state residents, including measures that will lift the cap on tax deductions for student loan interest, increase grants for technical colleges, create grants for students in emergency financial need, and increase internships and require all state colleges and universities to provide financial literacy to students during their first semester. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is going to be awarding a 9-year-old boy from Mount Pleasant the Wisconsin State Assembly's highest citizen recognition award this afternoon. Jaden Jaramillo, a fourth grader from Trinity Lutheran School, going to be named a Wisconsin hometown hero at the start of the legislative session this afternoon. He's being recognized for his bravery and service back in the fall of last year. Got some help for his bus driver who is having an asthma attack. He's credited actually with saving her life. Jaden, one of the youngest Hometown Hero Award recipients to date, will be joined by his family today in Madison for that presentation. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. You can listen to our newscast whenever you want. Just go into the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.